is a Virgin Radio Dubai podcast.
You and I.
Maz Hakim.
Maz.
Spilling the tea.
As long as I'm with you, it's where I belong.
Be kind to yourself. Be kind to the people around you.
Look after each other.
Hey, I'm Maz.
Look after yourself special series.
Let's go!
So on this week's episode of Spilled the Tea with Maz, I've decided to make it a few sessions about looking after yourself. It's been some troubled times. We've had some testing times. And I actually turn to this person quite a lot for some guidance and some advice. And I think he's really mastered the art of life. I'd like to welcome Sri from Vedanta Academy. Welcome, Sri.
Thank you. Thank you, Maz.
It's such a pleasure. And I think, as you would agree, I mean, we're really being tested, so many trials and tribulations. I want you to share a little bit of your story on, I guess, how you got into Vedanta and what Vedanta is.
Thank you for the opportunity, Maz. Vedanta literally means the knowledge of life and living life with the right choices. So when I was 22, I was a part of my family business, and but I had the opportunity to meet up with people who are very successful, and I always found there was something lacking in them. They're very successful. I mean, I wanted to be like them when I was 40, 45. But they had everything what I aspired for, but there was something lacking. Either they had terrible relationships, or they were some kind of addiction, or they couldn't sleep well. That's when I had this, I would say, a rude awakening. What if I achieve all that I want to achieve materially and still find myself lacking major aspects of life? That's when I came upon Vedanta Academy and A. Parthasarathy, who's my guru now. So I learned. They teach about living. When I say living, it looks like a simple word, on dealing with your mind and intellect, whereby you can have all emotions, but you don't become emotional. Where you use your intellect, not just gaining intelligence, but developing the clarity in thinking. So it's been a journey of 23 years now.
Wow. I mean, I guess this is what everyone aspires to be happy, to learn and master the art of life. I mean, to crack that code, we buy books, we pay so much money to advisors, we see psychologists and psychiatrists. I guess in times like now, what would you suggest for people who are looking for something to fulfill themselves?
Right. We got to understand that we are different from other species, like plants or animals. As human beings, for plants and animals, the design is set. A cow will be a vegetarian all its life. And a tiger will be a meat eater all its life. They're a design, the nature has created a design which is set for them. But as human beings, we are an evolving species. So therefore, because we have a choice of action. The choice of action, all other creatures do not have a choice of action. As I mentioned, a cow will be a vegetarian. A tiger will be a meat eater. It will kill and consume. A human being is endowed with this choice of action. Therefore, we have to keep evolving ourselves. It is essential. The reinventing process has to be there. That is why it's essential to take in fresh knowledge, fresh ideas every day. It is available through books and other avenues, but lectures from others will be of no use unless you lecture to yourself.
So reinventing ourselves now at a time like this, I guess it's so important. We have so much time at home. What is involved with reinventing ourselves?
Right. Reinventing ourselves is actually recasting your thoughts, renewing your perception in the major aspects of life. One, work. Another one be wealth. Third is relationships. Fourth is a daily discipline. When it comes to work, we have to understand, if you're spending 10 to 12 hours a day at work, is that work energizing you, motivating you, inspiring you? I can understand not every day is the same, but at least predominantly, though, you should look forward to your work. You should be enthusiastic with the job you have taken up, and you should be inspired to take up to the whatever path you have done. So it is essential, they say, the great thinker Confucius said, choose a job you love, then you don't need to work a day in your life. And reinventing ourselves, you got to understand, if 10 to 12 hours a day, if you're working, and if that work is not satisfying you, fulfilling you, making you a better person, the next 10 to 12 hours a day may not be that good, because whatever the 10 to 12 hours you put in, there is stress, there is anger, there is frustration, you're going to carry those emotions into your other roles of your life. Therefore, reinventing processes, it's time we find out what we are good at. I mean, I have a great admiration for radio jockeys, because the way I have seen in many interviews I've done, it is their nature. Their inner quality finds an expression through this medium of radio. Mm-hmm. I mean, in that way, they can light up a listener. A listener could be going through a difficulty because in the yogic philosophy, they say swadharma. Swa means one's own, dharma is nature. Being a radio jockey, conveying the message is their nature. Therefore, it is they excel in it. So each one of us, the reinvention process must be, you have to take up an activity which is in line with your nature. Like Novak Djokovic taking up to tennis, or Adele, I guess, taking up to music. So each one have to find their nature and then take up to an activity, a work which is in line, in sync with their nature. So that's the important aspect.
How is this done on a daily basis? I mean, we have so much time now, so I guess a lot of people would be looking for some sort of fulfillment, would be looking to reinvent themselves or get some more skills or learn something new. How do you think on a daily basis, I mean, that idea of doing something you love or reinventing yourself seems like such a mountain, such a big task. I mean, where do I start? But how, on a daily basis, what little changes do you think people can make to bring them closer to their dharma or their, I guess their desire or their fulfillment or what they enjoy?
You have to know what prevents us, anyone, from taking up to their passion, intense desire, the fear of failure. Now, I mean, they may know that I want to be a writer, I want to author a few books, but the fear of failure pushes them back. And then, I was discussing yesterday, a child until the age of 14, they have heard these words, you can't, don't do this, it's not possible. They have heard it 148,000 times in their life. 148,000 times in their life. So the mind is conditioned to think, it's not possible, I can't, I'm not good. So by the time they're 14, they want to choose something which is their passion, but they've been conditioned by the society. I mean, the parents or even the well-wishers, the teachers, they could be, intentions are good, but overemphasis on you can't, don't do it, creates a vacuum in them. Therefore, then comes the fear, along with that, the fear of failure. And then family pressures and lazy thinking. Some people really don't think much. And another, so these are some of the aspects. As such, it is which prevents them from doing good. So on a daily basis, it is, you have to understand, because you have lived that way, you have led yourself to a certain stage. In the words of Shakespeare, and if you've read Hamlet, Polonius' advice to Laertes in Hamlet, he says, to thine own self be true, and it must follow as night the day, thou canst not then be false to any man. Can we be true to ourselves on a daily basis? true to yourselves in the form you're following your conviction, a very strong thought, it says, this is what I want to do. A strong thought. Or if your conviction is not strong enough, follow your conscience. That little bird in each one of us, something within us tells you, you know, hey, go ahead and do it. Or something tells you, don't do it. You don't want to follow a herd instinct. Everybody wants to do an MBA or something. But you don't want to follow a herd. You want to pursue your passion. Your inner voice tells you. And if you're able to heed your inner voice, you're better off. So on a daily basis, all that I would suggest is, are we being true to ourselves? Right now, it's challenging times. Challenging times. There is a difference between the word challenge and the problem. When you're confronted with an issue, which is much more stronger than your potential, then there's a problem. You are in a challenging situation. You're in a situation, but the potential you have is far greater than the situation you face. It's a challenge to be dealt with. And the potential we have in our mind and intellect is incredible potential. We're all great potential. The thing is, we are not aware of our potential. Once you're aware of the potential, I'm telling you, this challenging time would be a great opportunity for us to raise ourselves.
So I guess we get so many mixed messages from ourselves sometimes. I mean, when you said, listen to your heart, listen to your conviction, even I know for myself, when I meditate or I sit still, there's so many thoughts running through our heads. How do you know, I guess, how do you come closer to your intuition, or how do you know what you really want?
How do you know you really want? The other aspect, there is the conscience, there is some sort of a calmness in you, the conscience, the inner voice. You know it is right, but you can't explain why it is right. Or you know it is something, you know, everybody says you got to take up a bank job, it's very safe, it's good. You know that's not, you're not meant for it, but you can't explain. That's why, you know. So it is not easy. That's why if you are in the midst of the right people, I would say a good company, where you know you have to surround yourself with people whom you look up to, you'll be better off. So in that way, then you have to take in fresh ideas on a daily basis. So when you are able to do that, it is, I would say, half an hour every day in the morning, you got to spend some time on yourself. Meditation is fine. But without improving the quality of your emotions and the quality of your thoughts, nothing about our life improves. This is what, the more and more you work on your quality of emotions and quality of thoughts, you would always find there will be some clarity coming in. Some clarity coming in with which we make better choices. See, we are in this cycle. Choice, you make a choice for which you face a consequence. Again, you make a choice. You made a choice. Right now, you are in a challenging situation. But that's not it. You know, next choice. We are in this choice, consequence, next better choice. So the next better choice will help you. And for that, you need guidance. You need support. You need some level of effort.
So on a daily basis, I guess, what little changes can we make to improve our lifestyle, or to try and reinvent ourselves? What are some little tweaks that we can make?
Right. Take care of the front end of the day. Try and wake up early. If you're waking up at 7, if you can wake up at 6, go to bed early. There's a saying, early to bed, early to rise makes you healthy, wealthy, and wise.
Wise, yeah.
There are many people who are healthy, but whether they are wise is a question. It is early to bed, early to rise makes you healthy, wealthy, and wise. This is why I'm saying, number one. Number two, don't prioritize what's in your schedule. Schedule your priorities. Don't prioritize. Every day you have a set of, you have a schedule and you try to prioritize what's in your schedule. I would suggest that don't schedule, don't prioritize what's in your schedule. Schedule your priorities. Get your mental fitness as a priority. Get your physical fitness as a priority. Get this thought of, I want to enjoy my work as a priority. Get this thought, I want to have a blissful relationship as a priority. Have a thought that I want to be rich. I mean, it is instead of prioritizing what's in your schedule, schedule your priorities. Don't ask. See, once you do that, no? See, and how do you set your, the priorities will depend on the value systems you have. Value systems you have. You have high value systems, that becomes your value systems determine your priority. If you are waking up or if you are doing 1 hour of exercise every day, that highlights that that's a value systems you hold. Or if you, some people are vegetarian or some people are vegan, that's the value system. They are very compassionate people. So, you know, a priority, whatever the value systems are, accordingly you set the priorities. And as a, I have made myself, my work should be a form of worship. So in that way, whatever is your value systems, accordingly the priorities, and if you are able to set your priorities right, then your life, you will get your life right. So on a daily basis, work on your priorities, on a daily basis. Instead of prioritizing what's in your schedule, schedule your priorities. Mental fitness, physical fitness, enjoying work, cherishing relationship, making abundant money. You know, if you are able to set your priorities and take care of the early part of the day, the rest of the day will fall in place. If you, that's when first you work on mental fitness, then physical fitness, then you go to work. You worked on your mind and intellect. You are energized your body through exercise. When you go to work, there will be stress. Because you worked on yourself, you will be able to deal with stress in a better way. And if you're able to do it on a daily basis, my wish for to all the listeners is, or the viewers is, at the end of the day, when you hit the pillow, in 20 seconds, you can go off to sleep. You can sleep like a baby. Like a baby. And there is a grandeur in such a life. So don't prioritize what's in your schedule. Schedule your priorities. There's a saying, the main thing is to keep the main thing as the main thing. The main thing is to keep the main thing as the main thing. See, the main thing should be your well-being, your happiness. That's not being self-centered. Only when you improve on your skill set, you're able to be a great radio jockey. And if you say, I'm working on my skill set, some people say, or you're going for a jog, 40 minutes, you want to run. So you're being too selfish. That's just taking care of health. So the main thing is to keep the main thing as the main thing. Don't ask how life is treating you. Ask how you're treating life. How you're treating life. If you're treating life well, this challenging time could be an alteration for you, a mind alteration. You understand, man, this is a time I think I got to get into work which I enjoy. I enjoy doing it. And the second aspect, you've not asked the question, but wealth. I want to discuss on three aspects, work, wealth, relationships. Wealth, we can be rich all our life, man. And I wish all of us are rich all our life. Being rich or poor is not the quantum of wealth. The quantum of wealth does not decide whether you are rich or poor. It is your desire management. If a person is earning 20,000 dirhams a day, is wonderful.
Well,
20,000.
What job are they doing? I want to reinvent myself to be doing that.
You can, of course. Imagine 20,000 dirhams a month. And if they're able to keep their expenses, their needs, their desires at 18,000 dirhams a month, you're richer by 2,000 dirhams. Yeah. 20,000 dirhams a month is their income. 18,000 dirhams is their expenses, their needs, their desires, their wants. They're richer by 2,000. A person could be earning 40,000. Their desires, their expenses, their needs are 50,000. So the person is poorer by 10,000. So it is not the quantum of money which you make which determines whether you're rich or poor. It's desire management. Again, my master used to tell me, simplify your life, you'll amplify your joy. Simplify your life, you'll amplify your joy. Complicate your life, you'll reduce your joy. I am not suggesting being miserly. Whatever you can get within that income, do it. Simplify your life, amplify your joy, complicate your life, reduce your joy. So work must. I can understand in the challenging times, it may not be possible, but have this thought. Mm-hmm. Eventually, get into that, and then you will. It's like you being a radio jockey is your nature. Mm-hmm. In fact, not only the radio, you can do various other aspects. But that's your nature. Imagine you are given a desk job. It may not be that conducive for you. If anyone following their nature, there is no, they say, you can die with your boots on. To the last day of your life, you can enjoy working. And number two, wealth. I mean, my assurance to all the viewers is, listeners is, you can be rich all your life. All your life. If you're when you're earning 20,000, if you're able to be rich, just imagine when you're earning 20,000 dirhams a day, how rich you'll be. Mm. So, it is money in the hands of good people. A lot of good can be done. A lot of good can be done. Along with that, the priorities. As I mentioned, priorities is, and you will set your priorities based on your value system. And the value systems you set when your mind and intellect, you're working on it. I'll always say, if you're successful, your value systems must be 10 points higher than your material success.
Mm-hmm.
If you're successful, your value system must be higher than your material success. Otherwise, when your value systems are higher, your success makes you more responsible entrepreneur, more responsible professional. If your value systems are on par or below your success will make you develop your ego. And the moment you develop your ego out of your so-called success, that's when people destroy themselves. The expansion for the word E-G-O, ego, the exaggerated glorification of oneself. Exaggerated glorification of oneself. So my wish is we should be happily successful, blissfully wealthy. The another person looking at us, they say, hey, I want to be lucky. I want to be happily successful. There's no point being very successful and having a miserable relationship or in a difficult life. This and that all the time. That's my wish to all the listeners.
So at Vedanta Academy, where you trained, you guys have a quite stringent schedule. Like you wake up quite early. Is that right? The key to success? Is that the key to happiness? I guess you sleep very early. What time? Please tell me about your schedule, because I was just, right, I've been so fascinated.
Let me tell you, the time at the academy was one of the best part of my life. It was a most defining period of my life. And if I tell you the schedule, people get annoyed. We wake up at 4 a.m. in the morning, 4 a.m. Wow. to 9 p.m., 7 days a week, 365 days a year, no internet. I mean, right now there is, when I studied, there was no internet, no telephone calls, no televisions. It appeared like a science laboratory where you work on yourself. Blaise Pascal made a beautiful statement. All the sufferings of humanity is due to the inability of an individual to sit in a place quietly and think. Says, all sufferings of humanity is due to the inability of an individual to sit in a place quietly and think. He almost says, if you're able to sit in a place quietly and think, you will find a lot of solutions. Right now, it's not possible. So there, 4 a.m., early part of the day, is meant for self-study and reflection, understanding. They say the most beautiful part of the day is early part of the day. And if the mind is naturally calm, naturally serene. So at that point of time, when you take in the higher thoughts, you're able to expand your understanding. And then you then we go for yoga, and then some sports or running, then breakfast, then we have lectures, then entire academy is maintained by students, so it's community work, lunch, rest, gain some study, and evening a group discussion, some inspirational music, meditation, then we have dinner at 8 o'clock, 9 we go to bed, 9:30 p.m. we go to bed, and wake up at 4 a.m. in the morning. It's been a, it is, I wouldn't suggest that here in the city. You see, that's the reason for me this lockdown was no difficult at all. For almost for 5 years, I was pursuing this 4 a.m. to 9 p.m. in 7 days a week, 365 days a year. For 5 full years, I did that. So there's no difficulty at all. So, but I what I would suggest is go to bed, whatever time you go to bed at least 1 hour early. And whatever time you wake up, at least wake up 1 hour early. And most important, spend the early part of the day for constructive thinking. Constructive thinking. You're taking in some fresh ideas and you're reflecting on it. It's like, don't prioritize what's in your schedule. Schedule your priorities. So you're just thinking, what are my priorities? So, and then what are my value systems? Early part of the day is designed for constructive thinking. You may not find answers. You may not find answers directly. Let me tell you, positive thinking may not guarantee success, but negative thinking guarantees failure. Positive thinking may not guarantee success initially, but negative thinking guarantees failure. Therefore, early part of the day, you're improving the quality of your mind and intellect. And when you do it regularly, it's like, now for you as a radio jockey, all that you need is a mic in front, and you know, you can make the listeners as comfortable as possible. It is through practice, and it is your expression. It is your inner quality finds an expression. So that's the beauty. That similarly, you're doing it every day regularly, you will see the change in the way you think and feel. When you feel a change, improvement in the way you think and feel, the way you make choices will be better. And when the choices you make is better, your quality of life is better.
So during this lockdown period, I guess it's brought out lots of different sides to people because we're all going through, I guess, our own internal individual journeys. How important do you think it is to be able to understand what other people, for example, in our relationships are going through? People who live with other people, husbands, wives, how important is that to understand or be able to be a bit empathetic at this time?
It is, we got to understand that everyone requires a relationship. It is, and there's a reality check of your self-centeredness, selfishness. The more self-centered, selfish you are, you want others to cater to your needs all the time. And right now, in a lockdown, in a confined environment, this process will not work. Khalil Gibran makes a beautiful statement. He says, marriage or relationship is like a temple resting on two pillars. If they come too close, the temple collapses. It is the two selfish individuals is you cannot survive. Two selfish individuals. Therefore, you have to understand you may be selfish, and any kind of a relationship cannot survive. It is an opportunity for you to become more unselfish, meaning you have to accommodate others' interests. There's no other way to survive. The attitude of sharing, caring, giving has to prevail over grabbing, taking, aggrandizing. It is two unselfish individuals in a relationship, there's a progress. Two selfish, self-centered individuals in a relationship, it's a recipe for disaster. It will not work. Therefore, it's a reality check. Maybe things were all going in a different... Right now, can I be of... in a service to the other person. How best can I improve her well-being? It is that attitude of caring, sharing, giving must come in. Then it will improve. It is a reality check. Right now it is reality check. Can I become a little more unselfish? Can I be a little more accommodative? It's an awareness first stage. Then acceptance for the second stage. Acceptance. Mm-hmm. It is acceptance is a very powerful state. But that will come with unselfishness. There is caring, sharing, giving. And then you understand that awareness comes in. Then you are able to accept the other person for who they are and not what you want them to be. Acceptance alone will help. So resistance or it will be difficult. Therefore, there's a stage. You are aware of your selfishness. Then you next stage is tolerance. You tolerate. It's not easy, but next stage is acceptance. Acceptance. The problem is most people are compromised. Mm-hmm. The compromise is never. Those who are compromising in a relationship, there is a lot of antagonism. There's a lot of annoyance. And that doesn't help. So it's a reality check. Understand that if I improve myself, I'm able to develop a sense of tolerance, and eventually I'm able to lead myself to a state of acceptance. Acceptance, you will have a great laughter. You will enjoy even the shortcomings also. And you will find that this was the best part of the lockdown. I understood myself and my partner better, my children better. So you would be thankful that this happened and I'm able to revive it. Otherwise, you may, after the lockdown, I'm told that there's a lot of divorces happening, separation happening. You can separate from a partner and you may get into another relationship, but you're carrying the same mind into the next relationship. How else is going to be? You have not improved on yourself. So you have changed the partner, but you're carrying the same mind. So work on your mind. Develop this awareness. Get into a state of tolerance and eventually enjoy that acceptance. Enjoy the acceptance. And once you get into it, I'm telling you, you can deal with anybody in this world. Anyone in this world. And relationships should be a blessing.
Yeah. So beautifully said. There's so many different topics that we can cover, but we're limited on time. Thank you so much, Sri. Where can people follow you, and where can people follow Vedanta, your school of thought?
Right. I have a Facebook page, S.A. Mm-hmm. Sridharan. I can share the details with you. I'm also on Instagram. And on S.A. Sridharan, that's the Instagram handle and Facebook page. And we have weekly lectures on Zoom now. Mm-hmm. And next week, I'm having the lecture on Success Redefined. Next Wednesday evening is the lecture on Success Redefined. At this point of time, you've got to understand what real success is. Mm. So we want to redefine success. And the week after, we have on ego.
Mm-hmm.
Manage, control, and let go of your ego. So every Wednesday, I have lectures on Zoom. I can share the details with you, Maz. And you can follow me on Insta and Facebook. It's S.A. Sridharan, S-R-E-E-D-H-A-R-A-N. S.A. Sridharan. I post messages every day, and it is a wonderful way to learn about life.
Absolutely. It's been such a pleasure. Thank you so much, Sri. You're so wise. And I look forward to chatting to you very soon.
Thank you very much for the opportunity. Lovely talking to you, Maz. Continue your good work.
This is a Virgin Radio Dubai podcast.